details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 7 o'clock, the parents of a boy who died aged 15 weeks have told Classic FM they believe the mould in their home contributed to his death. Akram had been living in a London flat deemed uninhabitable by an independent survey. His father, Abdul Shafi, claims the property was dangerous for his family.
The mould helped to kill my son. Under the condition of the house, when it's raining, the water coming from inside. Damp, it smell strong like The air is not fresh.
Notting Hill Genesis, which managed the property, says it's working with the relevant authorities as they conduct their investigations ahead of an inquest in August. The driver suspected of ploughing into a crowd at Liverpool's trophy parade remains in custody this morning. A total of 65 people were injured on Monday evening. 11 are still in hospital. Police have until lunchtime to question the 53-year-old on suspicion of attempted murder and drug driving. The Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper, visited the city last night and thanked the emergency services.
The professionalism of their response, the way in which they worked together to make sure that lives were saved and to be able to keep people safe, I think is hugely important, and we really thank them for that.
Tens of thousands of people are set to receive payouts of up to £1,000 over the forced fitting of energy prepayment meters. The regulator Ofgem has reviewed how suppliers switched customers to paying up front after falling behind with their bills. Planning rules could be eased to allow smaller house builders to speed up developments in England. Proposals include a relaxation of environmental rules, which see builders compensating for the loss of any natural habitats. Three newcomers have been cast in the upcoming Harry Potter TV series. Around 32,000 children auditioned for the lead roles. Dominic McLaughlin will play Harry, Alistair Stout takes on Ron, and Arabella Stanton has been cast as Hermione. And the weather today, showers becoming more scattered with sunny spells developing, turning cloudy in the far west later with some rain arriving and a high of 22 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon Conway.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thanks, Simon. Just gone 7 o'clock. Morning to Joe, who's driving back to work after a lovely holiday in Crete with his wife, Mags. You're listening to Classic FM Breakfast.
Classic FM Breakfast
with Dan Walker. Classic FM Breakfast with Dan Walker.
Thank you. Sergei Nikaryakov and the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra with the second movement of Haydn's Trumpet Concerto in E-flat. And I hope you're also enjoying the Dance of the Cygnets from Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. That was Vasily Petrenko with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra. Number 35 in your Hall of Fame, Swan Lake, by the way. Plenty more of that coming your way after 9 o'clock this morning. It's Classic FM Breakfast. It's Dan Walker. It's Wednesday, the 28th of May, nearly 10 past 7. I've had a poke through the papers. Simon was talking about this in the news, if you listen to that at 7 o'clock. The new Harry Potter TV series has been revealed who will be playing the main trio. We won't be able to see the finished product until 2027, so keep your eyes peeled for that. It's going to keep a lot of people in the UK employed for an awfully long time, that programme. A two-year-old British toddler has become the youngest ever Mensa member. 2 years old. They said their first word at 7 months. Joseph Harris Birtle was officially welcomed into the elite club at 2 years and 182 days. It can already read fluently, can count to can count to 10 in five languages, and count forwards and backwards to well over 100. Well done, young man. And this has disturbed me. Airbus are working on a double-decker plane seat to give passengers more leg room. Now, the seats are staggered and they're at an angle, and they could be introduced as early as 2026. The issue is, if you're on the bottom zone, then someone's backside is literally in your face. Understandably, that level has been dubbed the Trump Zone. And Sophie Mutter and the New York Philharmonic Orchestra with Beethoven's Romance No. 2. Kurt Masell was conducting it 17 minutes past 7. Morning to Diana. Hello, Diana. Pouring with rain here in Nottingham, Dan, and the only sunshine is emanating from the lovely music you're playing. So thank you for brightening up my day. That's what we're here for, Diana. Thank you for listening. Great to have your company today. 6:18:12, if you'd like to send us a message. The travel's on the way on Classic FM, and I'll be on the hunt for your last night laters very soon. It's very simple if you listening for the first time. What did you do last night and what are you up to later? Also, an Arabian adventure given a bit of Ravel magic. It's all on the way.
Classic FM Breakfast
with HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Witness evolution in action in the Galapagos Islands.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. All these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
All this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Ah, dating. Imagine a world with Mozart as your matchmaker. Well, with Classic FM Romance, that's kind of the case. It's Classic FM's popular dating site, which means it's the perfect place to meet someone special who shares your values, interests, and love of music, even your hilarious classical music puns. So, if you're wondering where your true love's been hiding, well, you might just find them here. You can sign up today and get a week's subscription for free at classicfmromance.com.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity, we actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
Bring your pensions together into one easy-to-manage online plan with PensionBee. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum if she has a new heart?
When it comes to heart health, no question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email, or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
This is Classic FM with the latest travel news next.
With Little Plus Fruity Super Spin, simply shop and spin to win a free fresh fruit coupon with every shop. Download the Little Plus app to get by switching to the Retail Industry Awards Fresh Produce Retailer of the Year. 18 plus GB residents, various prizes available, subject to availability. Ends 4th of the 6th, 25. Full T's and C's apply. See little.co.uk/spin.
Classic FM travel.
It's 7:21. Various problems on the M25 this morning. In Essex, delays of about half an hour. Clockwise to junction 30 for the A13 because of an accident. Two lanes are closed. On the Surrey stretch, there are delays from 9 for Leatherhead to 10 for the A3, also after an accident. And it's also slow clockwise to junction 15 for the M4. All the lanes there now are back open. In Liverpool, Water Street, Chapel Street and Dale Street are all still closed because of that ongoing investigation. On the trains, following a signal failure, Gatwick Express trains aren't running. The entire line is suspended. Southern trains aren't running between London Bridge and East Croydon via Peckham Rye. And cross-country and Great Western Railway services are at a standstill at Exeter St David's because a train's broken down.
Classic FM.
Classic FM. Thank you.
played that for Leo, who's 7, and Rory, who's 4. They're currently on their way to the... They're not driving, by the way. Their family are driving. We're currently on their way to the airport to fly to Turkey for 10 days. It's also Leo's birthday, as he turns 8 tomorrow. Happy birthday, Eve. Have a great time, you two. A few moments ago, we had the first movement of Schubert's Symphony No. 5, Neville Mariner, with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. And that piece of music you just listened to was Ravel's Antar from the Czech National Symphony Orchestra, based on the Romance of Antar, which is a 12th century epic about the exploits of an Arabian knight. You can save that for you, for yourselves, if you're ever on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Great bit of pub knowledge as well, that. Plenty more music to send you off galloping into the Arabian desert and walking in the moonlight, dozing in the grass if you need it. Just head to Global Player, select Classic FM Calm and choose your destination. It really is a brilliant listen. It's also ideal if you are revising or if you've got anyone doing exams in your house at the moment. So what are you waiting for? Calm all that stress down and give it a try. We'll be right back. Quite a lovely morning jig to that one. Nearly 20 to 8. That was The Bat, the overture from Die Fledermaus from Johann Strauss the Younger, the Bavarian State Orchestra, we have to thank for that. Hello to Betty in Aberdeenshire, who is sitting out looking in the garden in the field in the sunshine this morning. She's looking after three dogs, Teddy, Luna and Sasha, for her daughters, Suzanne and Tracy, who've been hard at work since 4:30 this morning at M&S Foods. Betty, have a lovely day and take care of those dogs. An invitation to send through your last night lasers if you'd like to. What did you do last night and what are you up to later? I've had a bit of a busy one. Last night I was at League Managers Association Awards in London. Lots of famous faces in the room, but more importantly, some very nice pistachio ice cream. And later I'll be playing darts against the one and only Luke Littler for television. I will report back. Would love to know yours. Your last night lasers, please. 6:18:12 and classicfm.com.
Classic FM Breakfast.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Stroll alongside giant tortoises in the Galapagos Islands.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
The British Red Cross is here to welcome people fleeing the conflict in Ukraine.
We're here to help people to safety when storms hit.
We're here to show anyone struggling that someone cares.
Hiya, that's a huge help.
We're here for humanity. With your support, the Red Cross has helped millions of people in the UK and 190 other countries. Search British Red Cross to support us. Together, we are the world's emergency responders.
Based on the best-selling book by Rainer Wynn.
What is it? 500 miles?
More like 600.
Don't miss an inspiring true story of love and resilience.
We lost our home, our livelihood.
Starring Gillian Anderson and Jason Isaacs.
Walking gives us time to think.
It's a beautiful, life-affirming film.
When you told me that you loved me, no one had ever said that to me before. I think you're beautiful.
The Salt Path.
This is freedom.
In cinemas May 30th.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Find the latest travel news at classicfm.com.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity. We actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Music to chill you out at 10 to 8 on Classic FM Breakfast. The Romance from Finzi's Five Bagatelles. That was Robert Plain with the Royal Northern Symphonia. Howard Griffiths was conducting for us today. And the love theme from Nina Rota's score to The Godfather just before that. Carl Davis with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra. This is Dan Walker on Classic FM Breakfast. It's Wednesday morning. I don't know if you know this, but this could change your day entirely. It's World Otter Day today. I don't know what you have to do with that, but if you see an otter, say hello. Let's have a look at your last night laters. Kathy's in Yorkshire. Hello, Dan. Last night I was at a sewing class with some lovely ladies, and later today I'm going to RHS Bridgewater with my little sister for our day out. Have a great day, Kathy. Helen and Mike are in Hertfordshire. I like this. Last night we picked up our first motorhome. Later, setting up for a steam fair in Letchworth. That's exciting. And the winner today from Eddie in Littlehampton. Last night we had a new hot tub installed. Yes, please. Later, he says, my wife and I will be testing it out. We love that, Eddie. Go steady. Fire up the jets. The finale of Boccherini's Cello Concerto No. 9, Jian Wang, and the Camerata Salzburg performing just before 8 o'clock. Thank you for being with us today. I mentioned it was World Otter Day. Imogen in Chichester's been on. At university, I sang in the Otter Consort, which is named after Bishop Otter, who founded the college. I love being an otter, and we have an otter mascot called Haydn. I didn't expect so much otter information, but thank you very much for that, Imogen. Good to know, and happy World Otter Day. School runners, I would love to hear from you. I know it's half term for many at the moment, but if you need a mention on your way to the gates today, maybe you've got exams deep in revision. Is it a birthday and you'd like a mention on Classic FM? 6:18:12 and classicfm.com. And we've got the news and the weather in just a mo.
Classic FM Breakfast.
With HX. Experts in expeditions since 1896.
Don't worry. You can close your tabs. Because you know you don't need to check anywhere else. You've already got a great price. At John Lewis, we price match our products with 25 leading retailers, so you don't have to check elsewhere, because you know, if it's on offer with them, it's on offer with us. John Lewis, never knowingly undersold on quality, service and price. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
What would you say to someone who's always posting holiday snaps on Instagram?
Get a life.
People are going to be emailing in with their problems.
We'll get an awful lot of losers ringing in to us or whatever they do.
The Wittering Whitehalls, a podcast rammed full of life advice for all ages. Available now on Global Player.
Try Classic FM Romance and meet someone who shares your values, interests and love of music. Sign up today and get a week's subscription for free at classicfmromance.com.
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum if she has a new heart?
When it comes to heart health, no question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
When you really philosophize about it, there's only one thing you don't have enough of, and that's time. Time is the only scarce commodity. When you come to that realization, I think it's very important that you spend your time wisely. And what better way of spending time than traveling and continuing to educate ourselves and continue to broaden our minds?
Learn more at viking.com.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 8 o'clock, the parents of a boy who died aged 15 weeks have told Classic FM they believe the mould in their home contributed to his death. Akram had been living in a flat in London deemed uninhabitable by an independent survey. His mum, Ayat, says politicians wouldn't put up with poor housing.
I just think they wouldn't live in the same condition, like even for a single 1 minute. All we wanted is just healthy environment to breathe, for my kids to play. And that was too much to ask for.
An inquest into Akram's death is due to be held in August. Notting Hill Genesis, which managed the flats, says it would be inappropriate to comment beforehand. Detectives have until lunchtime to question the suspect in the Liverpool car ramming. Police believe the driver was able to follow an ambulance crew after a roadblock was temporarily lifted. 11 people remain in hospital after being injured at the Premier League trophy parade on Monday. At an awards ceremony last night, Liverpool's former manager Jurgen Klopp said it puts the game into perspective.
It just showed the two phases of life. The parade was incredible, the mood was incredible.